12th floor, Moose and Squirrel Department. The recent passing of June Foray, the voice of Rocket J. Squirrel, remember her, reminded me once again that my hands-down favorite cartoon growing up as a kid was Rocky and Bullwinkle, the Rocky and Bullwinkle show. The fact that my parents enjoyed it along with me was a clue that there was something extra special about the show. Even though at 8 years old, I didn't quite pick up on why that was. I just thought it was really freaking funny. I'm Jeff Hoyt. This is Hoytus Interruptus. I was 10 when the show ended, and since there was no cable TV yet, and the notion of syndication was only just getting on its feet, the show kind of fell off my radar. One day, back when I was a morning DJ for a commercial radio station in Little Rock, I asked a Rocky and Bullwinkle-related trivia question on the air and wondered aloud why we couldn't see the show anymore. It struck a chord right away. I got a ton of calls about it, as plenty of people were wondering the very same thing. So a campaign was born. I lobbied all three local TV stations to bring the show back. I even hatched a plan to bring the voice actors, the original voice actors who starred in the show, together on a conference call. Why not? It was worth a shot. Bill Scott, the voice of Bullwinkle, Dudley Do-Right, and Peabody, said yes right away. So did Paul Fries, the voice of Boris Badenov and Inspector Fenwick. And finally, I secured June Foray, the voice of Rocky, Natasha Fatale, Sherman, and Nell.
The apple of Dudley Do-Right's eye.
It turns out that the three of them hadn't worked together or even seen each other in well over a decade, and they'd clearly missed each other. It was amazing to be the proverbial fly on the wall while they caught up with each other before we started recording. Then I asked if it was okay for me to talk directly to their characters, and they said, of course, wouldn't have it any other way, and we were off to the races, although I really didn't have to do a lot. As soon as I introduced Rocky and Bullwinkle to Boris and Natasha, the Cold War was on, and I just sat back and listened to these legendary pros riffing off of each other to hilarious results. And even though June Foray would sometimes have to respond directly to Rocky as Natasha, she separated the characters seamlessly. It sounded like 20 different voices on the phone, even though it was only Bill, Paul, and June. I even played with a bit of crossover, having Dudley Do-Right take Boris to task for Russia being a little too close to Canada. It was pretty much the best moment so far in my short career as a commercial DJ. They even recorded a few promos for me to help with my campaign to bring the show back. Bear in mind that my air name back then was Jason O'Neill.
Hello, Bullwinkle J. Moose here. My good buddy Jason O'Neill is broadcasting on KKIP 104. Won't you give him a listen and see what you can do to bring back Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Hokey Smoke, this is Rocky. I just want to tell you that I've been trying to listen to Jason O'Neill myself on KKIP 104, and I haven't been able to get him. But I understand he's trying to get the Rocky and Bullwinkle show back, and I think that's real neat.
Hello, this is Boris Badenov on KKIP. I'm going to tell you something. I want my show, the Boris Badenov Bullwinkle Show, back in Little Rocky, Arkansas. And I want it now or else.
A couple years later, when I had June Foray back on to talk about a new project she was involved with, she told me that their three-way reunion call on my show had reminded each of them how much they enjoyed and missed each other, and that they'd stayed in regular contact since. It made me extra sad for her when both Bill and Paul passed away just a few years later in rapid succession. June Foray, however, would live 31 more years and worked in animation well into her 90s. Unfortunately, the full audio of that wonderful morning from 1978 was sadly erased when the reel-to-reel tape it was on got a little too close to a bulk eraser machine. Personally, I blame Boris and Natasha. It's always the Russians. That's Hoytus Interruptus. I'm Jeff Hoyt.